Grease Man here, grinning ear to ear, Lord, grinning ear to ear. A lot of people say, Grease, you know, the Hop of the Gaga handbook, I enjoy listening to that. I enjoy listening to it, but it's unfortunately not for the common man. You, Mr. Big Time Contract, you with the wherewithal, the big boat, to do your seductions, your wooing. What about me, the average schlump? Wait a minute. Hang on now. Don't get your barrels in an uproar. There is a chapter for you in the Hop of the Gaga handbook. Chapter 91, Hop of the Gaga, for the average schlump. You say you ain't got those big bucks to close on the deal in a restaurant. You don't have that 57 footer. You don't have the bankroll. But yet there is something for you that'll provide you with as much, if not more, hummel. And it'll cost you zero. You will have to take her nowhere. You will enjoy the fruits of this hummel on company time. What am I speaking of? Well, say you dropped out of high school. You got no money. You're living in a stinking double wide in Waldorf. But you're a handyman. You can fix things. Buddy, you are looking to see a hobble in your new career as a maintenance man. What you do is you get a job for some sprawling apartment complex. I mean, you need a really big one. There's a lot of them in the area. You get a job in the maintenance department. You wear your green overalls. You just sit there on a stool playing solitaire until Mrs. Blauman in 309, leaky pipe. Up you go to 309. Of course, regulations say you got to wear that stupid green shirt, but in the elevator on the way up, you change out of that and you put on your muscle shirt. You throw the green shirt in your toolbox. You show up at the door with your big deltoids bulging. Mrs. Blauman, maintenance! Well, chances are she's in the midst of a lackadaisical marriage. She comes in the kitchen to show it to you. You bend down. You start working that pipe wrench. That pumps up your bicep. You start looking massive. Her husband sitting at his desk at work. There you are. She leans over to show you, practically sprawling out of her flimsy nightie. You turn around and say, Mrs. Blauman, you accidentally bury your face in her eldritch cleavage. Ooh, nice. Ooh, nice. Before you know it, she's yours right there in the Congolium. Then you smoke a camel, fix the pipe, you're out of there. You didn't buy her a drink. You didn't take her out of dinner. You didn't even take her out. You showed up, total time elapsed, 32 minutes, 19 seconds. And so it goes. Time and time again. Your calls to women's apartments. I don't know what it is. The air conditioner is not working. Probably the Freon. I'll be right up to give you a blast. And sure enough. And the great thing is you don't have to have any seductive technique. Because these women that want you that way are so hungry, so desirous. That's part of their turn-on. You're a maintenance man. You're a common person. My husband Harvey makes 300 Gs. You're probably lucky to get 12.5. Yeah, but you're knocking the bottom out of about $300,000 worth. Oh, it's nice. You see, so you don't even have to use you could be mute. You could be mute. And still you'd be wallowing in it. Still you'd be wallowing, because that's the turn-on. These women will come on to you. Maintenance man, buddy. You ain't got the cash. You ain't got the green. You ain't got the background. Get that green uniform on. Of course, there is one drawback. There might be one you figure, well, what the hell, I'll give it the old go. But then she keeps calling you back. See, and after the first couple of times, enough is enough already, you know? I mean, you just don't want to go back. But she calls you back, and you don't want to tell her you don't want to see her anymore, because then there is a possible side she might try to get even with you and say you raped her or something, and then it gets really nasty. So never blow a woman off. Have them blow you off. See, it's much better that way. What you do is, when you're tired of one, when you show up, she leaves the kitchen for a minute, get some of that fake dog doo. You can buy it in any novelty. Get some fake dog doo and put it in the sink, you know? And when she comes back in, she'll go, ah! You say, hey, sorry, lady, I just couldn't wait. She'll go, get out of here! Get out! Hey, disgusting kid!